At some point, it was decided. I don't know if it was them or us or both, but it was decided at some point that Apple Incorporated is a lifestyle company. I can look that up. I'm sitting here, and in front of me is my Surface Laptop 2. On it, paused at 10 minutes and 52 seconds in, is the Billie Eilish movie. Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry on Apple TV+. And it is important to talk about this in a fucking phone review. Why? Well, because when you buy the phone, you get a year of Apple TV Plus free, which is the same reason why in this fucking phone review, we also have to talk about Apple Arcade. And whatever it was that term came about, lifestyle company, it's an interesting dynamic because I'm just thinking, I don't know who I am. I don't know what label to put on myself because I have both been a zealot before in all of my original tech videos. I just acknowledged myself as an Apple nerd, which is so strange because that was such a brief period of time. And I've never acknowledged saying the word Apple nerd with all this stuff, considering that it's designed specifically not to be nerdy, is an interesting dynamic. It's as funny as how the word iPhone or the term iPhone power user has gone from being an oxymoron to, still funny, but a thing that exists, and not even necessarily a rare thing. But anyway, I guess if I was doing it, if I was making a computer company, if I was making hardware, I wouldn't want any part of this. And I think that one of the reasons why we don't have fanboys so much anymore in the Apple versus no Apple thing is because we've realized that it's like comparing apples to oranges. Ha 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 ha. Apple just is unique still, and not just the truth of what they are as a business, but in what they want to be. Basically, I'm just saying, like, I don't think that Samsung wants to be a lifestyle company. And I think that maybe the rest of the industry, that said, still looks at Apple and it's just kind of like, well, that's fucking weird. The purpose of reviewing the whole thing as an experience, I guess, it's largely for the future, kind of look back. I would say that I've not been interested in experiencing the quote unquote lifestyle. I haven't been living it, since, those early iPhone years. And I did for a while have a 2008 MacBook as my PC, as my computer. So that was once, but most of my life, I've had a Windows PC and an Apple handset. And I have long sworn by that under the simple justification of, well, your phone, you don't want to tinker, like have your phone be a tinker town, which it definitely is, right? Yeah, it is. But your computer, you know, you want your computer to be able to be open and capable of doing whatever, selling random crap. But your phone, you need to be solid and elegant and have its user experience be robust, thoughtful, and reserved. But none of that applies anymore. I guess what I'm trying to do here is figure out how much of that old stigma is true and what it means going forward for consumer technology and brand, like what the brands mean. Anyway, I think though, and I think we can agree, looking at the Apple TV thing, because lifestyle company is one thing, becoming an entertainment company. Okay, lifestyle company is one thing, media company is one thing. I think Apple is a media company in a very particular way that, again, no one is trying to compete with them. Like those the app stories and in their own little environments, Apple News. So I think they've figured out their place as a computer company, as a lifestyle company, and as a little, in a small way, a media company. But this thing, as an entertainment company, though, I think we've all been like, I think you're overstretching yourself. I don't think you're ready for this. I don't think that it's what you need to be doing. Granted, they're so huge, they've reached that point where the justification could literally be, well, we might as well try anything. But that's also a really privileged position. But anyway, I don't think it's going to work, the entertainment company thing, which isn't all that important. But looking at it all, and I commented this, like the Apple TV application, the software on my mom's Samsung Smart TV, compared to the rest of the apps, native and third party, it's so much better. It's so much nicer looking and solid. solid and smooth, and it's so much faster. It's perfect, except for the content. I'm saying all of this because I think here is an instance where Apple needs to be a computer company again. They need to go back to being a computer company, the software company, and acknowledge we don't know the first thing about making movies, but damn, we can go back and just make the software that you use to stream those movies. And because what I would love is if I don't need what's on Apple TV at all. There's nothing there, basically. But I'd love it if the platform was what actually underpinned all the other streaming services that I have. So I guess that's my comment. It's just Apple is an entertainment company. There's just some dynamic there. I just don't think it's going to work. And I'm sorry, Tim. But I really don't think you'd be losing. You're not missing anything. Apple Incorporated. It's hilarious that I'm talking about this.